Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
Hello and welcome back to Right on Cue. My name is Naomi Gruen and this is our 8th episode. I am your host once again, here to remind you that Right on Cue is a podcast brought to you by Cue Radio. Cue is a multimedia collaboration brought to you by Grocott's Mail, The Critter, Rhodes Music Radio, the National Arts Festival, and the Rhodes University School of Journalism and Media Studies. Keep in mind, this podcast brings you the best stories of the National Arts Festival, but not all the stories. You can find reviews and articles on www.grocotts.ru.ac.za. And you can listen to our live Q Radio broadcasts at 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. on RMR 89.7 FM. Coming to you from Makanda, in this episode, you'll hear what's in store for the students who are part of the National Schools Festival, what you can expect to see when wandering the streets of Makanda, from the actor and writer of All Gone, who performed to an audience of only 3 people, and how Stage 6 load shedding has impacted this year's festival. Keep listening and don't miss your cue.
NAF 2022, it will change you. 89.7.
The National Schools Festival promises to be an exciting week for the pupils from the 14 schools involved. Yvonne Jason Ferreira is the head assistant and chaperone at the festival, and he spoke to Stephen Lang about what the learners can expect.
We are running a program this week from the 29th today, I think. No, today's the 28th of June until the 1st of July. We have 14 schools from all over the country, 4 from local schools from the township, and we are kind of taking them around to shows. They're engaging with artists in workshops, so all the shows that they attend, they also engage with the artists, the creators of those spaces, exhibitions, in a workshop format, where the kids are able to learn and engage with these artists. I think it's a really nice opportunity for them to also engage with South African arts and culture, and really to just experience what the festival is at a younger age, and kind of something that's more catered towards, you know, the school curriculum of sorts. All our kids are in matric; they're 18 years old, between 17 and 19, I guess, and they, yeah, all over the country. So,
what do you mean by engage with the artists?
Okay, so in our workshops, the kids are given an opportunity to kind of sit with an artist or a writer or a beat maker or someone who's got a show, and they are able to then engage with how that person actually comes up with their own work. So, for example, we have Gavin Creston, who is with the Standard Bank Young Artist for Performance Art, and he's kind of doing a workshop on body forms and mark making with the body, because he is trained in dance, and so he also then works in that kind of artistic medium. So it's kind of about getting the kids to understand exactly how the artists get to the final point, and so that they can kind of see where they might maybe fit in something that they enjoy. So we've also got, for example, a hip hop and rap workshop, for example, where we've got these guys from America who work with X Madinda over at Black Power Station. They're coming and giving like a nice workshop on the kind of history of hip hop and rap, and getting the kids workshops on beat making and lyric writing and so forth. So those are the kind of things that they are able to engage with in the workshops. Yeah.
Is it designed so that it might help the young pupils with their career choices?
I would say so. In my experience, I never got to experience the festival from a school's perspective. And so that's why I'm also doing this job at the moment, because I do believe that this is something so good for the kids. I think in our schools, we're not exposed to outside of school, obviously, more arts and culture on a bigger platform. So I do believe that the kids who have come are interested in the arts, and they might see that there's actually a viable career for them to really get involved. Maybe they want to be actors, maybe they want to be directors, you know, writers, artists, singers, whatever they want to be. So, yeah, I would say definitely yes. And I think all the kids that do come are also doing these things in school already.
National Schools Fest, National Jazz Fest, National Arts Fest. There's a lot happening in Makanda at the same time. But how many of us can say when we walk outside, we are greeted by art? That is the reality of being in Makanda during the National Arts Festival. Our reporter, Liabona Leombangi, came across various street performances while walking around town. Lucky for us, he documented this experience and was more than happy to share it.
So today I went around Makanda. I am currently in front of Louis by the Church Square. And yeah, there's a show that's happening here. But around this time here in Makanda, during the National Arts Festival, these are the type of shows you should expect to see when you're walking down the streets. Very entertaining. Yeah, this is what's happening here in front of Louis. These are the type of shows you're going to get during the National Arts Festival. So after watching the young woman who was singing and dancing to some traditional music, I went to Pick n Pay to buy myself some water. And on my way to Pick n Pay, I found this amazing band that was performing in front of Pick n Pay. Take a listen.
Tobelani Mali, ngola pe Grahamstown.
Okay.
Si Makanda Marimba Band. So siqhubeka ngohlobo kuthina ke ifestival. Mhlawumbe kwesinye ixesha sibe lapha nje kwenza nje imali for equipment yethu ilungisa yonke lanto.
For how long have you guys been playing Marimba but?
Siqale ngo 2012. But sifike ngofika because siyafundisana but mina ngiqale ngo 2012. Abanye ke ngo 2006 ukuza. Yeah, kudala siyenze kudala.
Ngibhakala ngehlobo nidlala ngalo tabane nespiliyoni lawe. Rutman, nibuzwe ukugqibela mana nifuna uyenza ndiyabo. Kubani umuntu wa inspiration bani wenze le nto uqala ukwenza udlala imarimba? Inspiration ngubani okanye yintoni?
Okay, imarimba yona siyifundele from a prison. Sisuke prison sonke thina, sayifundela phayana, sasifundisa ngomjuda uzola. Qala kodwa ifundisa, sayenze phayana. So safika bangaphakathi hlanje ngoku. Sabhizi nayo ezikolweni siyafundisa nalapha elokishini ngoba siyafundisa qhaka singabanye abantu sibabhizi siyaphangela singabanye abantu but now since ba yifestival ngoba okay masike sikumane isakhona sinaso sibabonise nje abantu basidume ngandoni na otherwise naza nesithi zamakhanda Marimba bands rekodi she abe close university eileya mina uyakhona.
As I was walking home last night, I came across this amazing performance that was taking place right next to Rat and Parrot. And that is all on today's street performances. Walk around the streets of Makanda and you're gonna get entertained.
Actor and writer of the show All Gone had a disappointing start to this year's National Arts Festival. Due to poor ticket sales in the first performance, the second performance was cancelled. Tami Sikosana spoke to our reporter Chwaita Gula about the challenges he faced in putting this production together.
I appreciate that I was able to come over even without fans. So this day, it's been cancelled because Azang's been in house. I think it's because of the show is battles through hard times of not having the marketing. The show ends up on the 10th, so I had a very small number of people, 6, I believe they booked. So, but Nabanda were alive about 3. Most of the artists feel this turn of the Grahamstown, taking from the previous couple of years of Corona, that is, you can see how effective they've been and the bad impact they've imposed. It's so sad. Chinas Filang alone in Grahamstown. The other crew has arrived this morning. Kaplungu nayo amarayon alale Graham Hotel. I hope their show comes out right ahead or put some more. But we are all produced by the Vunalunga Vision NPC, of which I'm a founder member and director. It's sad, but we hope tomorrow the house gonna turn up right.
If at Inoba corner, like on daily basis, like sport, support. If at Mthambi ibe corner or kokoko, like isn't just a festival, zikapag. Don't you think ba inga push angolo shop if they can look at?
I think the festival is good as tournaments. When you compare. Give comparison to sports, you know, because we don't have festivals after a week or after a month. I think this is one of the biggest major festivals, which is now international, I believe, because it has attracted over the years the people from all over the world, you know, and I think it has sustained that up to now, even though it feels a bit weaker because the focus is becoming lost, whereas the era Makanda itself, I think it sends a very good center of meeting for every art form or artifacts to happen.
It means what to you?
Oh, it's my whole life. It's like my family.
For all of us living in South Africa, load shedding has become the new normal. And unfortunately, throughout the country, the show must go on. Festival vendors and goers had a lot to say about the impact of load shedding to our reporter Naledi Ndala, with some feeling that more should have been done in preparation.
It sounds insane that this many years after democracy, we're passing around electricity like siyabola kisana, ingathi iswekile as a country. But more especially when you understand that this is a town that has dependent and lived off the festival for years. The festival in Grahamstown is like Christmas, right? And it does not only mean a lot to artists from all over the country, it means a lot to performers, it means a lot to planners, it means a lot to the locals, it means a lot to businesses. The very least the government could have done here in this area was to mitigate factors that already were existing. It's hard enough trying to have an in-person fest after 2 years of lockdown. That's 2 years when artists who knew that they had a check could not get it. And now they have an opportunity to get that all back. And what does the municipality do? They answer us with failure. They knew that these problems had existed for years. But now you have a time where the whole country is looking at us as a platform and you're failing us. You can't even do the very least of providing people power to have their shows. Let's not even talk about the other issues that they had when it comes to a store, when it came to the local hawkers and sellers who are now displaced. Let's talk about the bare minimum. Provide power for the shows to at least exist. It's such a disappointment. It makes our lives 10 times more difficult in an already difficult period. It points to such a crass lack of care for people and the locals and this festival.
It is hectic because I have to have proper lighting for people to see my clothes, and I had to spend a lot of extra money as well as a power bank because my card facility is running from my phone and Yoko, and it's linked via Bluetooth. So it's a lot of additional cost and expenses.
It's very bad. The people can't see in your store, so you lose a lot of business.
It's very bad because our store gets very dark and our customers can't see our products.
It doesn't affect me at all. Not really.
I'm running a food store, so at times we just need to warm something up quickly, and then kutya kunqumile, so nxa ye load shedding, especially isibindi, you know. So I'm selling African food. So in that sense, I mean, it sucks.
It's very bad because, we can't save things that we make electricity, that we make with electricity, like the smoothies, the raw juices. We can only serve the food that we prepare with gas. So it's very bad for business because we lose money during the 2 hours that they switch off the power.
We run on gas because we are prepared for load shedding. But it also affects us in the sense that sometimes you don't warm stuff up and run a kettle, make some boiling water and things like that. It becomes a schlep.
Very bad, very bad. Because 4 days, you take 4 days, it's 2 hours a day. That's actually a full working day, which means you make no profit. And also we lost a lot of sales because of the load shedding. A lot of sales. Bad, bad.
Yes, because sometimes we are cooking and then we go.
Very badly, ma'am. Seriously, I lost a lot of customers in business because of load shedding.
Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
Day 7 of the National Arts Festival has come to an end. And with that, ends our 8th episode. To all our listeners, I hope you've joined the Q Media WhatsApp or Telegram groups. You can find the links to these groups on the Q Media page. On these groups, you'll receive Q Daily, which includes updates, reviews, and a daily program to help you decide what shows you'd like to see. However, as we heard from Leah Borner, you can see some incredible performances just by walking around the town. If you are walking around the town and you see something that you feel other people should see, please tag us on social media, at q.online on Instagram, at fest on Twitter, and at qfest on Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Naomi Gruen. Thank you for listening.
Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.